Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 8.
I'm going to take you to the Philippines, give you a Dr. Lester Sumrall story, and it's a true story, that he was preaching in a church outside of Manila, and everybody was there, the songs were going, you know, the preacher was preaching, everything was all set. But then all of a sudden, and the spirit of the congregation was up, happy. All of a sudden, a lady, fashionable lady, came down the middle aisle. And she had on a black hat, a black veil, a black dress, a black purse, black stockings, and black shoes. Everything was black. And as she walked down the aisle of that church, you could just feel the darkness from the back of the church just get darker and darker. Every single pew, she came down to the front pew, and she sat right in the front. And so after the church service, the pastor made sure that he introduced the lady to Dr. Sumrall. And they said, "This is the wife, the widow, one of the founders of our church. And we're so sad that he is gone." And with the widow standing there, I said, "Well, when did he die? When did he pass away?" "And about 2 years ago," the pastor said, and the dear widow said. And Brother Sumrall looked at her and said, "Boy, it's too bad he didn't make it to heaven, that he went to hell." Fireworks went off. "What do you mean my husband went to hell? He was a member of the church, a founding member of the church. He was a good man. He did this and he did that." I said, "Well, you're kind of dressed for death. You're not dressed for life. If your husband is in heaven, do you think he'd want you to look this way and act this way and have this damper on the church this way?" And she spun and she turned and she marched out of the church. But more than that, the pastor was mad because the main financial person, influencer of the church, just marched out, and the possibility was that she was never coming back again. And so I don't even know if Brother Sumrall got lunch that day with the pastor. And so on Sunday night, local pastor didn't even say two words to Dr. Sumrall. And so as they were singing, trying to get people excited about being in the house of God, and there's a lot of people there. And so they were singing and rejoicing and praising, and then all of a sudden they all turned and looked at once, almost orchestration, and in came the widow. But she had on a white hat, white veil, white skirt, white purse, white stockings, white shoes. And the place lit up like a noonday sun, because she was the influencer in that church, and she was the one that brought the sadness to it because of the passing of her dear husband a few years ago. But when she realized that, wait a minute, the time of grieving is over, it is time to realize where he is, which is in heaven, and where I'm going and the rest of these people are going is heaven. So we need to rejoice and not be overcome by that sadness, by that weariness of spirit. And even though she had been in that church a very long time, no doubt heard many, many sermons, but spiritually immature, because she pulled the pastor and the whole church down to her level. Did you get that one? Did you understand that one? She was able to pull everybody down to where she was, and they were not able to lift them up to where they could help her and bless her and encourage her in the Lord. Listen to this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Study to show yourself approved of God." So who are you looking for approval from anyway? I praise God. is a study to show yourself approved of God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, but rightly, correctly, intelligently, spiritually divides the word of God. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4, verse 15 tells us, meditate on these things. You know, meditate means, we think the Orientals started that kind of thing. And that's not true at all. It's been in the Word of God for generations before there's anything Oriental associated with the word meditation. Meditate means to chew, discover, pause, take time to reflect. You know, the book of Psalms, you see a word, Selah, and it means take time, reflect, chew, digest, let this word become a part of you. That's what the literal translation means. Take it in, internalize it, and just don't read it. I mean, we're not in a speed reading course reading the Bible. What good is it that you read through chapter after chapter chapter and cannot repeat a single word that you have read the day after that? And so take it, meditate it, break it down, internalize it, let the word become Y-O-U. Meditate is like the cow that eats green grass. That grass is processed in different stomachs inside that cow, and it comes out as white milk. Whew, how's that happen? Well, it's the process that God made. He was meditating, chewing the cud, and processing what it got in there, and it came out something different. So what do we have to do? Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly or completely to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. In other words, we've got to see a change in you. We got to see you rise to another level because you have consumed the word of the living God. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.